WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Feel free to call us at toll-free 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
And Griff, while you're looking for page 13, which is six ways to earn repeat customers, We're going to be reading that. If you could turn to page 13 in the meantime while you're doing that, I want to remind listeners to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter. You click the group chat link on the eBay Radio player and sign in through community. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. You'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox. And on Tuesdays, you'll also find the secret word, which means you can win prizes.
And before we go to that list, I wanted to update you that I haven't yet been able to find the link for upgrading to eBay stores. So I'm still looking.
Also, before we go to that list, Mary in Cincinnati, known on eBay as Mary's Treasure Market, says, how do you spell the, and she spelled it, my, M-Y, low, L-O-W, design? I was looking for the website and can't find it. Thank you. It's Milo, M-I-L-O, design.
Oh, I just found it.
Milo Design. Okay.
I just found the link.
Okay.
You should be able to upgrade your store if you go to ebay.com/storefronts/update/. So that's ebay.com/storefronts/update/.
Okay, so I'm going to read the first one, and you're going to read the sixth one, which is the last one. There are six ways to earn repeat customers.
Right. So
why don't you read the top part?
Loyal repeat shoppers convert easily, spend more, and cost less to service, and help spread the word about a good online shopping experience. This, according to marketing metrics and e-consultancy. They demonstrate 5 to 9 times greater conversion rates than first-time buyers. Repeat shoppers in the U.S. represent 8% of all site visitors and 41% of total online sales. This data shows us how crucial repeat customers can be. Given that almost half of total sales are repeat business, this is a pretty big number to ignore or avoid. The challenges for online merchants is to earn repeat business. Here are the six steps to follow.
Number one, offer quality products. As we all know, customers will not return a second or third time if the product or service you provide for them had a low quality or broke soon after it arrived. A most crucial step to have repeated and loyal customers, especially on an e-commerce level where users do not actually get to hold your product, is to provide the best quality products with a competitive price. And Griff has told us time and time again, he will not put a used shirt up there if it has anything wrong with it, even something tiny.
And knowingly, because occasionally things slip by me and I'm horrified and embarrassed. And the number five is excellent customer service. A survey by Zendik found that 72% of respondents said that customer service was what made them loyal to a particular brand. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier about branding. Excellent customer service should be responsive and effective. Making the shopper happy in every process of shopping is crucial to building a long-term relationship. Notice how that sentence started off, making the shopper happy. And you know that my goal in my business is to make my shoppers so happy they squeal like little hamsters. Make sure customer service inquiries are answered within 12 to 24 hours or sooner.
And the number four way to earn repeat customers, sell at competitive prices. Price matters, especially for branded consumable items. Even if loyal customers are happy with your shopping experience, there's still a high risk they will leave you if they can find the product cheaper elsewhere, shipping price included. Setting your prices at a competitive balance is crucial to keep repeat customers coming back. Please don't ignore shipping costs. If shipping is too expensive, buyers will leave for a competitor who has a cheaper total cost.
Yeah, and ask yourself, do you do that as a shopper? I bet you
I do.
Yes, I know I do too. Be very convenient. Not just convenient, very convenient. Shopping online should be very easy and user-friendly. 40% of shoppers that were surveyed said that convenience contributed to brand loyalty. Include detailed information about your products and better presentation of photos so customers can almost feel as if they were there, right in front of the product.
And the number two way to earn repeat customers, reward repeat customers. Everyone wants to be treated well, especially the repeat customers. They want to see the appreciation from your company after two or three purchases. Offering coupons, discounts, better shipping options, or faster customer service response times is the most effective way to keep your repeat customers.
And the number one reason on the list, keep saying thank you. Saying thank you to a repeat customer, it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. And it also has a huge impact. Kindness and gratitude for a customer's business are undeniable ways to further enchant them for the long term. To build a better long-term relationship, send a hand-signed thank you card. I know that I personally sign and say thank you in my own handwriting on every packing slip. And I actually make it so it's unavoidable. I fold my packing slips into fours. And then I insert them into the top of the shirt so they'll be seen. And I right up in the left-hand side top, right above my logo, it says, thank you. And I say, Griff. I'm not an effusive person normally, so I don't say thank you for your business.
Oh, my God. You're so wonderful.
I just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
So, from Carol, that's all she says. Carol, when I relist an item, it never seems to get as many views as a newly listed item. Why is that, and what can I do to remedy it?
There's nothing. That's a false connection. When you relist an item, it has a new item number. It starts fresh. So there's a lot of myth going on, circulating through the world that, oh, do I sell similar, or do I relist, or I just start afresh? Whenever you create a new listing, whether you're saying sell similar or relist or starting afresh, you're giving it a new item number and it's starting afresh. So there's an urban myth that's what's happening. Is that, it's because I'm carrying over some bad juju from the previous listing. No, it's not true.
So remember my watch that I want, my smart watch?
Yeah.
So there's a story. If you're the fashion-forward owner of a Pebble smartwatch, I don't know if Pebble is convenient to my phone, my Droid, but I'll find out. You'll be thrilled to hear that there's now eBay for Pebble. The new smartwatch app allows users to blend personalized tech and multi-screen mobile shopping via their wearable device. You can browse and discover items that match your interests, view item details, review your eBay feeds, and add items to your watch list, all from your wrist. The eBay for Pebble app is available for free download in both the iTunes and Google Play stores.
Oh, that's interesting.
I can't wait. I know I'm going to get one for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm asking like crazy.
Groovy.
Yes. So eBay has gone live with sellforme.ebay.com. Do you know that?
No. Tell me what that is.
Sellforme.ebay.com is a new service. Lets you send in an item to be sold in a postage paid box, have it picked up by a valet, or drop it off at a local retail store. According to the Sell For Me homepage, a trusted team of selling professionals handles everything, taking photos, describing your item on eBay, answering any questions, and shipping to buyers. You'll get paid 70% of the sales proceeds in your PayPal account. Items that sell best are electronics, collectibles, name brand clothing, shoes, and handbags, and musical instruments. They must be new or gently used, in excellent condition, and have a retail value of over $50. Again, that's sellforme.ebay.com. No www in front of that.
Okay. Now we know.
Now we know. So I'm looking for other eBay news here that we may have right now. Oh,
have we reached the end of the news?
We're all no. There's still more news.
Oh, thank heavens.
Okay. I have to put in here. We're now accepting standbys for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference.
I see.
At ervegasstandby.com.
Procrastinators, you were warned.
Cancellations do happen, so reserve your standby slot ASAP. If you do it now, you're probably going to get in. Our featured speakers include you, Griff.
Me?
You. Oh. Along with Marcia Collier, Lynn Drawley, Cliff Enico, John Colder, Ice Lawson, Ginger Leshman from eBay.
Oh,
Thrifting with the Boys. Both of them. Both
not
of them.
Thrifting with the Boy.
Not just Thrifting with the Boy. Yeah.
You know, that's that song. Let's go thrifting with the boys. Boom, boom, boom.
Lisa Satoro, Christopher Lisa. Matthew Spencer, new to us this year. Chris Taylor, a new speaker for us this year. Matt Broussard from TerraPeak, and some surprising new additions to our lineup.
Ooh.
The first day will be devoted to marketing. It's being co-hosted by Cabbage. You need to know about marketing in order to be successful in your business.
You too.
That's Tuesday, so Wednesday, true. Thursday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's, Las Vegas.
This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Up next, our final segment for this week's Ask Griffin Lee. And we'll get to that right after this here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand-name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for TerraPeak's free trial, and here's why. TerraPeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. TerraPeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. TerraPeak helps with that. TerraPeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. TerraPeak, you really should check them out. People who use TerraPeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to TerraPeak.com and get the free trial today.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 252.
There are many ways to ship clothing. Amy Weintraub is known on eBay as top-rated seller Shop It Fashion. She has this tip when shipping apparel.
Apparel doesn't cost much to ship. Even a silk dress is going to be under a pound. So it's really a minimal fee for the bump that you get in search and in sales. We do apparel as buy it now, so we include the shipping cost and the price of the item. Do free shipping. That's how you're going to sell it through in the United States, make it a reasonable price for international shipping, but it doesn't break.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show's a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship.
So, Griff, we could either talk about something that you want to talk about, or we can dish a listing from somebody who sent us in their item number.
Well, I think dishing a listing is always
Let's
more
do it because it's kind of a fun one, too.
Than
okay?
me just going on and on about
ad nauseum.
Yeah.
All right, here is the number.
Wait.
Okay.
It's taking me a while.
The item right. number.
Yes, go ahead.
Is 2213-9369-2828. Again, that's 2213-9369-2828.
And a third time.
2213-9369.
No, start over. Sorry. This is just becoming ridiculous.
2213.
Yes.
9369-2828.
There, I got it that time.
Oh,
it
good.
Just wasn't
I'm
typing.
So glad. Her name is Mary, and she's known on eBay as Mary's Treasure Market.
Oh.
And it's a candle, and I do love candles, and I do buy candles.
Okay.
And this is a beauty.
It's a Decoware Patchouli Scented Pillar Candle Pocket Watch Liberty Freedom Quill Pen. Okay. I don't know what all that means.
I don't either.
But there it is.
Is it a pen? It's not a pen. It's a candle.
So the first thing I would say is that patchouli is spelt wrong. There's only one L in patchouli. And I know this because...
We're from the 60s.
And we were hippies, and we used to wear patchouli oil, and we drove the non-hippies crazy. What's that horrible smell?
I'll tell you. I loved the smell of patchouli on a guy.
And I still do when it's part of a pyramid of a more complex created scent.
Of course, I still like Old Spice, so...
Well, Old
That's
Spice
from
is
my
brilliant.
Childhood. That's what men wore.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You smell that, and you're in bed with your daddy.
So patchouli. Oh, God. So patchouli is...
One L.
One L. Scented. I don't know what pillar candle. I guess tall. I don't know. Pillar candle. Pocket watch, Liberty Freedom Quill Pen. I don't understand that exactly.
Isn't that what... Look at the item. There's a design on the item. It looks like... I don't know what...
It has a plastic wrap around the candle with a pocket watch design, feather quill pen, and key design Liberty Freedom theme. Oh, I see. Okay.
With liberty and candles for all.
Exactly.
Let me think. What else could you... You're selling a candle. What would somebody use? They would use scented candle. People like to buy scented candles.
New
would have been helpful.
Because you can, you know, use a candle.
I'm not so sure. The thing I find confusing, and please, this is not the last word on this. If someone searching for a pocket watch on eBay is going to find this item turning up, and I know it's part of the design, but how important is that? Is that design stay on the candle when you take the wrapper off?
No.
So I'm not so sure that I would make such a big deal about the wrapper.
Now,
that being said, I don't know what else you can say about a candle. It's wax. It's got a wick.
Mm-hmm. Which we all know anyway.
Yeah. What else could you say? It's round. I'm at a loss. So, we're going to move here.
Smells like patchouli.
The title I'm just going to stick with is okay. Photos look all right. They're a little underexposed, but I think...
There are a lot of them.
And the third one is totally out of focus because you're...
But she shows me that she has not used it. See,
right.
It's a white wick. That was important to me, by the way. I
and
know
she took
that
the
it's
picture
fuzzy,
on March 14th.
But I can tell that it was not used by that wick.
I would have a little bit... I would have photographed this against a dark background to make it pop because right now it's kind of... It's very low contrast. The candle and the kind of blends in with the background. They're not overall very appealing photographs. I don't look at these and go, I gotta have it. What I'm doing is, what is it?
But they're good enough to read. I mean, I can when I do the hover over.
Yeah.
I can really read what's written on there.
Well, of course,
which
you
is pretty
can be.
Good.
So that's my suggestion for those. And then the description, I don't know how much you could say, and I think you're saying just about all you could say. There's not a lot of text in there. I might have some text about my shipping and return policy just to beef it out. But you are using all of the item specifics, which is very helpful. So all in all, I'd give this a... I think better pictures are really important for this because your item's not going to stand out otherwise. I'm going to say 4.8. Change those photos out. Make them better.
And all, one other thing. This is tiny. But down where she's got patchouli candle pillar type design standing for, you could have made those things in a list. And they're easier to read and
easier
people are going to read them.
The text is kind of small.
Yes, it is. So I would do that. So what did you give?
4.8.
Me too.
And we're at the end. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We won't be live next Tuesday, April 8th, but we'll be back on the air next Thursday, April 10th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. So please do join us then. Our chief engineer at eBay Radio, and he's also our audio archives manager.
And I sleep with him every night.
TMI. It's John Sell. eBay Radio's guest producer is Melissa DeMille. Our phone screener is Donna Freyer.
We're married.
Betsy is our script writer and chat board moderator. And the man in the tux, Frank Caesar, is our voice extraordinaire. Ask Griffin Lee is always produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought. We'll see you next time.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. BubbleFast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. BubbleFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Cabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.